The president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO says the health care system we've had since World War II isn't working. David Newby says employers who provide medical insurance are cutting back, dropping it altogether, or making workers pay a bigger share of premiums. Newby says costs can be controlled if consumers have bargaining power.
If we're not going to go to a system, a single-payer system such as Canada has, then let's take the employer-based system to scale. Let's make it for everybody so that everybody has the same comprehensive coverage.
Newby estimates the AFL-CIO plan could cut health costs by 30%, partly because of less administration. The health care plan would be financed similar to the state's unemployment compensation fund. There would be an employer-paid tax. A commission would set the rate. One health care provider suggested Wisconsin team up with other states to buy pharmaceuticals in bulk. Ed Howe of Aurora Health also thinks the federal government should allow more free trade in medicine.
The FDA has put a wall around the United States, and you can't go out unless you're brave enough to drive up to Canada and smuggle it back across the border. You can't buy drugs in a real market, and we ought to change that.
The president of Wisconsin Physician Service had another answer to stem rising health costs: medical savings accounts and defined contribution plans. But James Reardon says both require extensive consumer knowledge of data that's not readily available.
Right now, if you try to find out what the cost of something is and try to make some reasonable comparisons, it's almost impossible to do so. One of the proposals I would make is that we standardize provider charges.
Those testifying before state lawmakers disagreed whether the most blame for high health costs should be placed on drug makers, medical providers, or people's poor lifestyle habits. But there was some agreement that quality doesn't have to fall along with cost. Statistics show people in the U.S. pay a third more for health care than those in other countries, yet the World Health Organization ranks our life expectancy lower than 23 other countries. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.